This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We want to start our day the best way that we can, and that is by spending some time with God. And we're doing that this week by reading some beautiful verses from the first chapter of the book of Hebrews in the Bible, all focused on the person of Jesus Christ. The writer says, "In these last days God has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high." I just love that last sentence talking about Jesus. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Well, you know, I'm a preacher and a Bible teacher, and I'm often out in churches. And when I'm preaching, and then I finish my sermon, do you know what I do? I sit down. You think about it. The things you do, when you're done, you sit down. It's kind of like, I'm done with what I needed to do. Well, that's exactly what Jesus did. That's what this verse means. After making purification for sins, he sat down. He was finished. And this is so important for us when you think about life. Sometimes we feel like, I've sinned again. I need to do something now to make it right with God. Or someone might tell you, if you've sinned, you need to do these three things in order to be right with God and be forgiven. Well, that's not what the Bible teaches us. The Bible teaches us that Jesus has already done what needs to be done for me to be forgiven. And that was his death on the cross for me. Do you know when Jesus hung on the cross, he cried out three words right towards the end? "It is finished." Isn't that beautiful? It is finished. When you look at your life and you think of the things that you've done in your life, maybe some really bad things, and when you think about getting right with God, those things just loom in your mind over and over, all these terrible things you've done, and how could God ever accept you? God doesn't want to see you. God doesn't want to hear from you. The last thing you can do is go to God. You need to get rid of those thoughts because they are not from God. God says to you, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What Jesus has done at the cross is what was necessary, listen, not only to provide for your forgiveness, but also to remove God's anger. Just think about that. That means that when God looks at you after you've been forgiven because of what Jesus did for you, he doesn't see all those things. What he sees is a forgiven person, someone he doesn't feel angry at anymore, because he looks at Jesus and what Jesus did for you, and his anger just melts away. Now what God sees when he looks at you is his dear child. Yes, you may have done something that put a strain on your relationship, in a sense, but you're still his child. He loves you, and he wants to reach out to you. When Jesus had made purification for sins, he sat down. Do you know that if your sins were still causing a big barrier between you and God, Jesus would not have sat down. He'd still be purifying your sins. But he has sat down because he's finished. That's what he said. It's finished. And so when you face those feelings, I know God can't forgive me. I know these things are separating me from God. I know they're a barrier. You need to not believe what your way of thinking is telling you and believe what God has said in his word. He sat down. He said, "It is finished. You are forgiven." I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.